The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starnes Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Happy Earth Day, America. We're going to be celebrating a little bit later on in the program. We're lighting up the grill in the backyard, and we're going to be grilling some burgers, and I think we've got a couple of Ford F-150s, and they're just going to be gunning it. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us, and great to have you along for the conversation today. Wow, we have an insane day of news, and by insane, I mean it is bonkers crazy. So I want to start with what happened over the weekend, because we do have some new information. But Speaker Mike Johnson, I hate to say this, ladies and gentlemen, but he stuck it in our wazoo. We were shivved in the wazoo by Speaker Mike Johnson, the evangelical Christian Speaker of the House, who is behaving more like a preacher than a speaker right now. And I want to share this latest information with you, and I'm very curious to get your thoughts on this. So over the weekend, Mike Johnson shoved through this massive spending package, and it provides funding for Israel, which, by the way, I've got no problem with because Israel is an ally. It provides funding for Taiwan, same with Taiwan, and then Ukraine. This was really not about Israel, and it was really not about Taiwan. This was about Ukraine. $61 billion. And by the way, we don't have this money. We are broke. The country is broke. And I don't mean like broke. We got to go to, you know, Shoney's broke. No, no, no. It's not. It's broke, broke. Like, this country should be in line getting food stamps broke. That's how broke we are. So we're sending $61 billion over to Ukraine. Now, I will say this, that the majority of the Republican caucus did the right thing and they stood their ground. But enough Democrats voted in favor of this thing. And by the way, more Democrats than Republicans voted for this. So this is a Speaker Johnson and the Democrat Party's effort. This is not as yes, the Republicans could have stood up against their guy, but they didn't. And that is something that you will need to be taking up with your elected representative. I know I will be. But the problem here is that the Speaker of the House betrayed his own party. And this was, again, Speaker Johnson over and over and over again. We played this audio last week. Speaker Johnson would come out there and he would say, no Ukraine funding unless there's something attached for our border. Well, there was nothing attached for the border. At all. Not a single penny going to provide funding to secure our border. By the way, there is a provision in the $61 billion that we are sending to Ukraine that provides specifically border patrol funding for the Ukrainians. Not for us, but for the Ukrainians. Now, it gets even crazier because Speaker Johnson also is providing, is it $9 billion, $6 billion? All right, we're not going to quibble. A lot of money to Gaza. So who is in charge of Gaza? It's Hamas. So as soon as that money hits the First National Bank of Gaza, who do you think is going to get that? This is, it's insane. So anyway, people are wondering what the heck is going on. How is it that Speaker Johnson betrayed the Republican Party? Well, CNN interviewed Michael McCaul. And Michael McCaul is one of the big time, one of the really big time Ukraine advocates. And he said that it came down to this, that the day that Iran or the day that Israel launched its retaliatory attack on Iran, Speaker Johnson did two things. And these two things are the reason why you, the taxpayer, got screwed. So according to Mr. McCaul, Congressman McCaul, there were two things that happened. First of all, and it happened in this order, and I think this is important. First of all, Speaker Johnson contacted the House Minority Leader, Hakeem Jeffries, and sought his guidance. Now, understand the significance here. He didn't reach out to Republicans. He didn't reach out to even someone like a Mitt Romney. He reached out to Hakeem Jeffries, one of the most radical Democrats on Capitol Hill. And he sought Hakeem Jeffries' advice. And then, according to Mr. McCaul, the Speaker of the House got down on his knees and prayed to Almighty God. And that's when he made his decision. So apparently, according to the reporting of Congressman McCaul, who is a friend of Mike Johnson's, that according to him, Speaker Johnson said that God told him to provide funding to Ukraine. Now, this is the dilemma that we are in, because I'm an evangelical Christian, and I too pray. I am not the Speaker of the House. And I'm curious, ladies and gentlemen, if the Speaker of the House is going to govern in this fashion, what's the point of even having Republicans up on Capitol Hill? I mean, at this point. Because, I mean, if we are to believe the reporting and the quotes coming out of the mouth of Congressman Michael McCaul, God told Speaker Johnson to sign with the Democrats and shove through this massive foreign aid spending bill. And God also said there's no need to protect the southern border. Now, if that's what God told Speaker Johnson, okay. It's kind of weird. I don't know that God, I had no idea that God got involved in foreign policy issues like that, but clearly maybe he did in this case. But here's my next question. And by the way, the argument coming from the conservative Christian world is, how dare you? I've been getting it over the weekend. I have been getting it. How dare you? How dare you question this man and his and what God is telling. I'm not questioning. I'm just saying it's kind of weird. And if that's the case, all right, well, is that how he is going to run his speakership? Well, I know, and the speaker's going to get up there and he's going to say, well, I know that the caucus wants me to do this, but God told me to do this and this is what we're going to do. Is that the way that the House of Representatives ought to be run? Because a lot of you, I suspect, are good church-going people. And I suspect many of you see the problem here. By the way, maybe I'm just off here on this one issue. And this is going to sound conspiratorial, and I don't mean for it to. I don't want you to think that I'm going bonkers here. All right, but just bear with me for a second. Is there even a war going on over there? In all seriousness, I mean, just a few days ago, we saw things exploding and blowing up over in Iran. We've certainly seen all of the damage and the destruction in Gaza. But where's all the fighting? They're saying that tens of thousands of Ukrainian young men are losing their lives, so much so that now the average age of a soldier fighting in Ukraine is 50 years old. Anybody else wondering why aren't we seeing the footage every single night of the war being fought? I mean, this, right? I No, it's. I'm not saying it's a make believe. I'm just saying, I want some evidence. I mean, we're sending $61 billion. By the way, $170 billion is the total amount that we will have sent over there. I'm just kind of curious, as we're ticking our way towards $1 trillion of our tax money, I'd like to see evidence that there's actually a war being fought. And I say that because CBS News, of all people, CBS News actually did a report, and I've got a clip of it here, and they're talking about how the bars and the nightclubs in Ukraine are packed with young people drinking and dancing and carousing. Take a listen.
Despite the rockets, Ukraine's nightlife is rocking. The bars and clubs are full. The place is jumping, music pumping, drinks flow freely, and they dance like there's no tomorrow. And it's not just here. Fun fact, there are now more bars and restaurants in the capital than before the start of the invasion.
Uh-huh. So, I have a question. My hand is up. I have a question. Exactly how many of those brand new bars and nightclubs are being funded by our $170 trillion? Okay, it's billion, but you get the point. I'm just asking. Isn't it weird? And by the way, all those young men, and I saw the video of it, and man, you heard the music thumping and the booze was pouring and people having a good time. Why aren't those young men of military age at the border fighting the Russians? In all seriousness, and we've seen these videos, and there are a lot more out there, that it's as if everything is hunky-dory over in Kiev, that's where you'd want to go on vacation. So again, we're sending all this money over there. I'd like to see actual evidence that there is a war being waged right now. What about you? So here's where we are, and there is a lot of chatter about whether or not Mike Johnson should be removed as Speaker of the House. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene, cut 16.
Let me tell you, anyone that is saying that we're going to lose the majority if we kick Mike Johnson out is lying to you. The only way we lose the majority is if more Republicans leave, and then that would be their fault. And also, if Republicans vote for Hakeem Jeffries, that would be their fault. Not my fault, not Marjorie Taylor Greene's fault, not Thomas Massie's fault, not Paul Gosar's fault, or any other Republican that brings accountability to the Speaker that we elected for our Republican agenda. That would not be our fault. We are doing our job, and we will continue to do our job. And here's what I need from people watching, Steve. I need you to call your rep. They need max pressure to get on board with this, because this train is coming. It is coming. It hasn't made it to the station yet, but it's coming, and it's going to get there soon. And we are going to fix this country. Here's what's happening, Steve. The Republican Party of the old is over. It's our job to build the new Republican Party. And that new Republican Party will be MAGA. It will be America First, and we're going to make sure it happens.
Yeah, look, I agree. That we're in trouble here. By the way, after the vote, we've got the video up on our website. Somebody knew this was all planned out. Everybody knew, but somebody specifically knew what was going down, because as soon as the vote was had, guess what people pulled out? They pulled out Ukrainian flags. They were literally waving the Ukrainian flag on the floor of the House of Representatives. That is traitorous behavior, ladies and gentlemen. Traitorous behavior. They were literally chanting Ukraine over and over and over again. That's what was happening while you were out over the weekend. And I watched every single bit of it. We've got stories about it up on our website and my analysis of what all of this means and where we go from here. But I want you to hear Congressman Gerald Connolly, a Democrat, cut number 12.
Some say, well, we have to deal with our border first. The Ukrainian-Russian border is our border. It's the border between depraved autocracy and freedom-loving people seeking our democratic way of life. Do we have a stake in that outcome? Yes. Undeniably, yes. Will we rise to the occasion? Will we stand shoulder to shoulder with our Ukrainian brothers and sisters who for 1,151 days have been holding off the depraved, thuggish dictator Vladimir Putin, who has respected no norms of warfare? He's targeted children in hospitals and schools. He's bombed apartment blocks, killing thousands.
All right. Again, alleged. I just want to see proof of all of that. But do you buy into this argument that their border is our border? Is Ukraine the 51st state of the Union? When did that happen? So there's a lot going on here, folks, and the question is pretty simple here. I want to get your reaction to all of these lawmakers waving their flags, their Ukrainian flags, on the House floor. But does Johnson need to go? Do you trust Mike Johnson as Speaker of the House? Or is it better just to leave him there and try to minimize whatever damage he can do to the party? 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to give you the very latest on these crazy attacks on Jewish students on college campuses. Horrifying details. All of that coming up next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to update you on my Calitrin journey. I'm still losing weight. I'm also sleeping a lot better, and I've got a lot more energy. Calitrin really is about more than just weight loss. Here's my good friend Elizabeth from Calitrin.
Yes, y'all. Calitrin is different than every other weight loss product out there. It's actually good for you. And I hear from customers every day, they feel like their old selves again. And that's exactly how Calitrin works. It rebuilds lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism. You've got that natural energy. You feel like your old self again. It's even good for joints, so you are able to move more, exercise more, and overall, it's just good for you. Now, 1 month is not going to do a whole lot. You are going to notice those side benefits, but it does take time for it to get into your system and work. So our 90-day supply is where our huge 86% success rate is. Check it out today on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com.
And be sure to use that discount code, Todd. All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Eads, Tennessee. Mike is listening to us on KWAM Radio. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. Good to talk to you. I'm frustrated just like you are, but I'm fed up with this idea of writing and calling our congressman. I share a congressman with you, David Kustoff. I write them and call them all the time. I wrote them last month after they passed that horrendous spending bill, wasting more money. And I got a response from him on Friday. And at the end, he signed it. I will continue to work to secure our border, the U.S. border. This is on the same weekend that he voted with the Democrats to fund Ukraine with no funding to defend our border. I'm fed up with the whole thing. The Republicans are no better than the Democrats, including our representative, David Kustoff.
Mike, I'm curious, are there any other alternatives out there? I mean, you raise a good point. What do you do when your elected leader is not representing you?
I don't know, Todd. I'd called you before and said it's hopeless, and you've tried to encourage me. Don't feel it's hopeless, but I don't know what else to think. There's nobody out there to defending us. There's nobody on our side. We just have no leadership, and I don't know what to do.
Well, it's tough, and we are in a tough spot right now. And again, I don't know why Congressman Kustoff or the others voted the way they did. I know he put out a video saying it was about Israel, but the Israel issue was not really. I had no objections to that. My issue was Ukraine. And Mike, the argument we're getting from the left or from the right or from the argument we're getting from Speaker Johnson as well, we could not allow the Democrats to defund Israel. You know what? Yeah, we could. Put them on the record. Let people see that the Democrats don't care about Israel or the Jews. That's a missed opportunity.
I agree, Todd, and I hope there is. I just listened to you with your point of what Marjorie Taylor Greene said about we're going to replace these people, these yep. Republicans, these rhinos.
We've got to. Mike, we got to run. Sorry, I'm super late for a break, but we've got to. You've got to do your homework when you're electing these folks. We'll be right back. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. I want to get to the situation at Columbia University in just a moment, but I've got to play some audio. We had a horrible situation take place in Memphis. You might have seen it on the news. It was all over Fox. There was a mass shooting in a Memphis neighborhood over the weekend, and it was pretty terrible. I think two people were killed. Seven others were shot and injured. And this was at an unauthorized block party. So they had 300 people. And let me back up before we play this audio. So the mayor, his name is Paul Young, and Mayor Young is a radical progressive along the likes of an Ilhan Omar AOC type. And this guy sort of finagled his way into City Hall. I think he was pretending to be something that he was not. And so anyway, this guy's a radical. And we are in the throes of one of the deadliest crime sprees we have seen here in a very long time. So the mayor was holding a gathering a few nights ago and said that the problem is we just need to give the children more opportunities at the community centers. And one of his solutions to stopping crime is something called midnight basketball. So we need more activities at the community centers, and we need more midnight basketball. So the day that he made that announcement, two young people were actually shot outside of a community center, which was brand spanking new, by the way. And so then there was this gathering of 300 young people, and it looked like a scene out of Black Hawk Down, where literally people were waving weapons in the air. We've got the footage is just unbelievable. This is what it sounded like as they were doing donuts, brace yourself, at the taxpayer-funded park on the taxpayer-funded basketball court.
Thank you.
They said around 300 shots were fired, and most of the people there were kids, just kids. Some people actually brought their children. Some woman brought her two-year-old child to that. Now, it just, and by the way, so now the mayor is saying, well, we are all orange mound. No, sir, we're not, Mr. Mayor. I'm fairly certain that when people have block parties in other parts of town, that you don't have marauding gangs of young men firing weapons into the air. But this is what's happening in Democrat-controlled Memphis. Just wanted you guys to hear this, because now anybody who says anything objectionable is called all sorts of horrible things. As a matter of fact, someone actually wrote this, you are white. You stay out of our business. Okay, well, you know what? I'm a taxpayer, and it is my business. And I'm still trying to understand how these illegal block parties are allowed to go on. They're heavily advertised on social media, and yet the police are being told to stand down. I'm very curious about all of that. But that being said, when you're planning your vacation, don't come here, folks. It is not safe. It is just not safe. All right. Let's talk about what's happening at Columbia University. Oh, you know what? Let's go to the phones first, and then we'll get to Columbia. Let's go to Maine, WLOB. Steve is on the line, wants to weigh in on that Ukraine spending. Hi, Steve. What you got for us?
Hey, Todd. Memphis sounds crazy.
It's insane. Some people say that's a war zone, and it is a war zone, but it's a war zone every day around this place.
Yeah. Hey, Todd, just briefly, Putin, Russians released a statement because they've been following this money thing, the $61 billion. So they've been following that. And they just said, and I.
All right. We'll get that figured out. We're having some phone issues today. In the meantime, I want to talk about what's happening at Columbia. This is going to be happening. You're going to have these pro-Hamas mobs. They're going to be at every single university in America. So this is coming to your community. So I want you to just to think about something. There is chaos right now, and we should, and I want to talk to the Christians specifically in our audience. I know we have a vast audience, but specifically, I want to talk to you Christians. We have a duty and a responsibility to stand alongside our fellow Jewish countrymen. And I don't know if there are any Christians in New York City. I hope there are a few. But you need to get your butts over to Columbia, and you need to stand alongside these Jewish kids. What these kids are going through is unacceptable. This is what happened, by the way, in the lead-up to World War II. Where you had the Jews were kicked out of the schools and at Yale University over the weekend, they were forming human blockades to keep the Jewish kids out of the dorms. They are literally attacking Jewish students. And it is insane because right now the university is siding with the pro-Hamas mob. And hear me on this. Just hear me, all right? Let me explain how dangerous this is. These people are evil. As a matter of fact, at Yale, where is that? There's audio at Yale of the kids taking down the American flag, and I want you to listen as they're cheering, as they're literally raising the Palestinian flag while taking down Old Glory. Cut 13.
Viva, viva Palestina!
You know what needs to happen here, and in all seriousness, and it's not going to happen because 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue is being run by anti-Semites. We ought to be sending the military in and arresting every single one of their asses and charging these kids with hate crimes, and the ones who are not citizens, their butts are shipped right out of this country. That's what needs to happen. But the fact right now, the NYPD just held a press conference, and this is stunning. So Columbia University is a private school. It's an Ivy League school. It's a private school, crappy football team. And they're over on the Upper West Side. And the NYPD is not allowed to step foot onto the campus because it's a private school unless the university says, we need your help. Can you help us? The NYPD just announced that they have been told by Columbia that their services are not needed. Just moments ago, one of the top Jewish professors at Columbia tried to get onto campus, and his access card has now been revoked. This is insanity. Cut number 7, please.
Attention, everyone. Can I get everyone to form a human chain right here, please? We have Zionists that have entered
my
the
My
check! My check! Repeat after me.
We have Zionists.
Who have entered the camp. We are going to create a human chain. Where I am standing. So that.
They do not pass this point.
And infringe upon our privacy. And try to disrupt our community. Please join me in this chain.
You see how hostile this is, and you're asking me not to record?
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely feel threatened.
So that we can. Start to push them out of the camp. One step forward. Another step forward.
This is unbelievable. This happened last night where a Jewish student, they saw that she had this person had a Jewish star necklace, and that's when they announced that there were Zionists. These are our fellow countrymen. And let me tell you something. They've been doing this to some extent under the radar to Christians for years now. But the level of hatred being dropped on the Jewish kids, that's not right. And I am telling you, the call has gone out. This is all part of a national organization. And so these MIT, it's already happening in Michigan at the University of Michigan. This is happening, and it will happen in your local university as well. Now, my question is, as a Christian, what are you going to do about it? And as a Jewish person, what are you going to do about it? Any of you Jews out there still voting for Democrats? Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. What do you think we ought to do with these universities that will not protect the Jewish kids? What do we do with these schools? We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Well, I joined AMAC, and I sure am glad I did, and you can too, and you should too, and AMAC has a special page just for our listeners, amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. Get this, if you love America, folks, this is the group that you want to be a part of. For just $30, you're going to become a 4-year member, and you're going to get access to the terrific AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare guidance. You're going to get some incredible money-saving discounts, trusted news, and a whole heck of a lot more. So take advantage of the big election year sale, four-year membership in AMAC for just $30. I've joined. Over 2 million other people have joined as well. That's amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. Now, real quick, we've got a lot of police officers in the Memphis, Tennessee area from all over America. Today is a very sad day in our city. Today, the funeral for police officer, Memphis police officer Joseph McKinney, gets underway at about 2:30 Eastern time. And last night, there was just really an incredible scene. Thousands of police officers driving through the streets with their lights flashing. They called it the Sea of Blue. And Officer McKinney, just 26 years old, leaves behind a beautiful wife and a little girl. He was shot and killed in a shootout with some very bad guys. And by the way, one of them should not even have even been on the streets, but he was set free by the radical George Soros judicial commissioners here in Memphis. Anyway, the funeral today. And so if you would just do us all a favor and offer a prayer for Officer McKinney's family and also for the brave police officers who are out there putting their lives on the line every single day for all of us. So we certainly appreciate and respect. I want to give a shout out to Munford, Tennessee. That was Officer McKinney's hometown just north of Memphis. And over the weekend, Officer McKinney, when he was in high school there, played in the marching band, and they had a huge event at the stadium, the high school stadium, for Officer McKinney. So we appreciate our friends and listeners in the Munford, Tennessee area. All right, let's go to the phones. Betty in North Carolina, WHKP, our great affiliate there. Hi, Betty. What's on your mind?
Several things. Our Second Amendment protects us against tyranny. And that's why we have the gun. However, aren't we living under tyranny right now with what we've got with the administration? We're not allowed to do anything. We can't talk back. Now the bathrooms, and we have to use the correct pronoun. This is tyranny. Why aren't we doing something about it? Or perhaps the word tyranny should be defined, because to me, we're living under it. And then my second statement is, Sebastian Gorka and Mike Huckabee last night said, take these protesters from Colombia. And he said, both of them will pay for their flight to Palestine and leave them in Palestine for 1 month and let them live the way Palestinians in Gaza do. And I thought that was an excellent answer to what to do with them. In fact, do it to all of them. But my question basically is about tyranny. And I would like someone to define tyranny. If we're not living under it today, then define it.
Well, I think every day we're getting closer and closer to full-blown tyranny in this country. And a lot of it, and I wrote about this in Twilight's Last Gleaming, my new book, is that so many people have been conditioned to stay silent in the face of evil. I mean, it really is that simple. We have many pulpits across America that have been silenced, and we're talking in both the Protestant and the Catholic communities. You've got parents that have been so busy doing everything else under the sun that they've failed to raise their children. And now we have little demons running around, you know, cities all over America. I mean, it's just appalling. But when you look at the government, we've also taken our eye off the ball. Ultimately, the people responsible for what's happening in Washington, D.C. are all of us, right? So we've got to get out and make sure we are electing conservative candidates. And we've got to hold these people accountable. And that's important. And if your elected leaders are not holding town hall meetings and gatherings, that's a problem. So it's a great question you raised, Betty. But ultimately, if tyranny happens in America, and this is the whole point of my book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, if we stand down and do nothing, we will lose this country. But we do have a chance. And this is why I do have hope. But I will say this, if the people don't rise up and say something and do something, then we are going to lose the country. And so we have a choice to make. That's the whole point, is we have a choice to make, and I hope the country chooses wisely. I really do. Betty, thank you for that call. Folks, again, if you would like to get a copy of the book, you can do so at Amazon. I will be happy to autograph a copy for you over at toddstarns.com. My publisher is going to get upset with me, but I have to share this with you. If you haven't gotten the copy of the Biscuit book, you got to get a copy. It is a great Mother's Day gift. It's Mother's Day's coming up, and you can get our daily biscuit devotion with a drawl at any bookstore, or I will autograph a copy for your mom, for your grandma, for your aunt. You can do that at toddstarns.com. Just click on the store tab at the very top of the page. So our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? A lot going on today. Hang around, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up next.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsas, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Hope you're doing well today. What a crazy, crazy news day. All sorts of stuff going down. Our telephone number, write this down, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I've got to play some audio from Massachusetts, where they have a transportation secretary. Her name is, well, I said, the secretary's name is Monica Tibbetts Nutt. Pronoun unclear. Is that fair assessment, Dylan? You've seen the video. It's a little sus, as the young people say these days.
Slightly sus, yes.
Slightly sus. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say she's a gal, but she may or may, well, the last name is Tibbetts Nutt, so there you go. Our good buddy Howie Carr first exposed the story in his column at the Boston Herald. So Monica Tibbetts Nutt wants to go after all of you people with money. And I am not making this up. She, honest to goodness, she wants to declare war on anybody that's got cash. Cut number six.
I'm going to talk about tolling. I'm going to talk about charging TNCs more. I'm going to talk about potentially charging more for package deliveries, charging more for payroll tax, basically going after everybody who has money. And when I'm talking tolling, I'm talking at the borders. I'm not talking like within Massachusetts. I pay the toll. So it is one of those, like, when people are like, you just want tolls. I'm like, I pay the toll. This is not in my best interest to raise this. But we're going after all the people who should be giving us money.
So there you go. This is Monica Tibbetts Nutt. She runs the transportation department there in the state of Massachusetts. And so she says that they're going to be raising tolls on everybody. They want all of you people with money to pay more. And then this happened. She also hates all you people who drive pickup trucks. And we, you can't make this up. Cut number five. Take a listen.
Gigantic trucks and gigantic SUVs, but also now these pickup trucks, like the Ford F-150 gazillionist. I am terrified that they're going to just squish me like a bug and not even notice. And they're
think
all over
that's
our cities.
Very reasonable. They're massive.
Is there anything that DOT can do to help protect us a little bit from them, or at least disincentivize people from buying them?
The problem is we can't. They're already so expensive. I mean, that's just true. We can't price them high enough or put enough fees on them enough that's going to stop the type of person who wants to buy that car. And I am 100% passing judgment on someone who wants to drive basically an 18-wheeler as their personal car. We have no control over it. We can't. There's nothing we can do. At least legally, there's nothing we can do about it. Oh, you know, I don't think we can do that either. That's federal highway.
She said require a CDL, in case people didn't hear that.
Yeah, no, that's federal highway. We can't do that.
How about touching the excise tax?
I'm going after that.
Okay, great. Like for these.
Oh, that's already on my list. You don't need to worry about that.
So, yeah, let's think about this heavier vehicles.
That might do it.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not a bad idea. I did not agree to it. I just said it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That I will actually look and see if any other state's done it.
Great. Also, maybe think about on the local, New York is doing something right now.
So well, okay, New York is doing just, do you think I don't have their entire playbook? I do. I'm just going to go down through their list.
Michael.
All right, there you go. So this man woman, Monica Tibbetts Nutt, she's serious about all of this. And I would say that she's probably in her, I would say, late 20s, early 30s, maybe. It was hard to tell. She's got a shaved head. She's got the shaved head and the big glasses. Not a good look, ma'am, sir. All I'm saying is that these kinds of people are the millennials who are now running and in charge of many policies in many states. So the idea, so what happened was this little female driver, she was very concerned.
I'm afraid that they might just squish my little metrosexual battery-powered car like a bug.
Well, for one thing, Ford F-150 drivers are probably among the safest drivers out there. You know what I think they have a problem with? I think they got a problem with the fact that there are a good many Ford F-150 pickup trucks with gun racks in the back. I think that's really what the problem is. Dylan, you drive a truck.
Yeah.
Have you ever run over one of those little metrosexual battery-powered cars?
Maybe accidentally, almost.
It's all right.
You feel pretty powerful in an F-150. I won't lie.
Do you rev the engine? I think that's what really gets them.
Yeah, you do. Those people are kind of annoying to me, but still, it's a good truck.
Some of the ladies like that.
Some of them do.
I don't know.
I wouldn't use it as a pickup line.
Well, there you go. Well, that's understandable. But again, going back to this, ladies and gentlemen, the idea that if you drive a pickup truck, then they're going to target you, that's happening in Massachusetts. Just so you are aware, and all you folks down in Dixie, get ready for a mass exodus of Massachusetts people coming down in their Ford F-150s. Wow. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Congressman Tony Gonzalez is a Republican. He is from Texas. And he is not very happy with people like Matt Gaetz and Bob Good, who is the chairman of the House Freedom Caucus. Congressman Gonzalez is pro-Ukraine. And here's what he had to say about Congressman Gaetz and Bob Good. Cut two.
So you voted yes on the foreign aid package. Do you have confidence that at this point, given that it is still possible that Marjorie Taylor Greene will push to vacate, to kick him out of the speaker's chair, that he can survive?
He will survive. Look, the House is a rough and rowdy place, but Mike Johnson is going to be just fine. I served 20 years in the military. It's my absolute honor to be in Congress, but I served with some real scumbags. Look, Matt Gaetz, he paid minors to have sex with him at drug parties. Bob Good endorsed my opponent, a known neo-Nazi. These people used to walk around with white hoods at night. Now they're walking around with white hoods in the daytime. What didn't surprise me that some of these folks voted against aid to Israel, but I was encouraged to see by a nearly 10-1 mark that Republicans supported our allies on the battlefield.
Wow. Okay. I should say that the federal government did look into Matt Gaetz and those allegations, and they decided not to prosecute.
All right, there you go. So, by the way, Gonzalez just opened himself up to a lawsuit when it comes to Matt Gaetz because he was found that those charges, there wasn't a trial, but he didn't do what they accused him of doing, and he's accusing Bob Good of being a neo-Nazi. Bob Good's been on this program a number of times. He's never espoused any sort of neo-Nazi ideology, and the idea that Congressman Gonzalez here, who is worth about $10 million. I'd be curious to know how he got his money. Congressman Gonzalez is out there saying that anybody who opposes sending money to Ukraine is a Klansman. Now, this is somewhat ironic because one of the big issues that Putin has had with Ukraine. And I'm not taking a side here. I'm just stating the facts as they have been reported. One of the problems that Putin has had with Ukraine, he said that Ukraine is a breeding ground for white supremacists and Nazis. That's what Putin says. And he's got the video to back it up, the evidence to back it up. And by the way, could someone please explain to me again why it is we're sending $61 billion to a country where most of their young people are not fighting a war? They're literally at bars and nightclubs hanging out, having a good old time. Doing the boot scootin' Badinsky. I think that's what they call it there. I don't know. But in all seriousness, I mean, why is it that they are so hell-bent on getting us into a shooting war with Russia? Because that's what this is all leading to. There are people in our nation's capital, and many of them are Republicans, and they want us in a shooting war with somebody. They are salivating over this. It doesn't matter I think it does matter, it could be Iran, it could be China, it could be Russia, but I think they prefer Russia. And they may get their wish. They very well may get their wish. People are already estimating how many Russians would die in a nuclear attack. I'm telling you, folks, there are things happening in Washington, D.C. that should have the hair on the back of your neck standing up. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio here. This is from a new NBC poll about which candidate is better. Cut number one.
We talk about the erosion for Biden, and now you start to see it. Look at these numbers. Trump advantages on all of these traits.
And I stop here because competent and effective, that was President Biden's, the crux of his campaign pitch back in 2020.
And we actually polled this question in 2020, and it was basically the exact opposite. It was Biden with about a 10-point advantage over Trump. And again, same with handling a crisis. Biden had the edge over Trump. And how about this? It's the former president, the current president. We don't really see matchups like this. Well, now we can measure it. Who has the strong record as president? And again, Trump outpacing Biden on that front. And again, you got to mention this one too. Necessary mental and physical health. We asked this 4 years ago. It was a wash. It's now a clear liability for Joe Biden. So these are all troubling numbers for Biden.
All right. Biden in hot water. That's according to CNN or NBC. Here's more. Cut number three.
In Pennsylvania and Wisconsin. In the 2020 exit polls, what do we see? 50% of voters view Joe Biden on average favorably in those states, compared to just 45% for Donald Trump. Look at the Joe Biden trend line where he is now. Joe Biden is far less like than he was 4 years ago. Just 43% of voters now view Joe Biden favorably in these states. And Donald Trump, despite everything that has happened, is actually slightly more liked. 47% favorable rating. So this isn't just a lesser of two evils that's going on. The fact is that Donald Trump is, in fact, better liked than he was 4 years ago and is better liked than Joe Biden is right now in these battleground states. It's pretty gosh darn clear.
Well, it looks like it's clear to me. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is doing great. I just hope that Speaker Johnson doesn't screw things up. And I'll throw in Senator Turtle as well. Mitch McConnell. All right. Let's go to Memphis, Tennessee. Kevin, listening to us on KWAM. Now, Kevin, I understand you want to talk about Benny Thompson, who's the congressman from Mississippi. Is that right?
Yes, that is true.
All right. So let me give people a breakdown of what happened. Benny Johnson has introduced legislation that would strip the Secret Service protection for presidents like Donald Trump.
That's true, and I was an ex-military special forces, so I'm really concerned that this is their last effort, that if they can get that approved, I think, I hate to say it, but I think that's their way to take Donald Trump out.
So the way it would work, if Trump is convicted, he would be stripped of his Secret Service protection. Kevin, I'll say this, and you can tell me if I'm out of line here, but I think they want him assassinated.
I agree, and this is the way that they'll do it. This is because I don't think it's going to happen with Secret Service protection, but if they can get that away from him, then it's open field.
You know, when I was down at Mar-a-Lago interviewing President Trump for the book, I was really stunned by the level of Secret Service protection that he has. And I've been told that he is the only president who has his full Secret Service complement still with him because of all of the death threats. So that is a very real possibility, Kevin.
Yes, and I'm really scared that if they get that to happen, because I don't think there's a lot of noise out there right now or a lot of media coverage on that. And I'm just really scared that if they do that, that's going to happen. I just know that's going to happen. That's their way of getting rid of him.
I fear you may be right, Kevin, and that's why we just can't let this happen. Now, I would like to think that something like that would not make it through the House of Representatives, but then again, I don't know what God is telling Speaker Mike Johnson these days, so we'll have to see how that plays out. Kevin, I've got to scoot for a break. God bless you, and thank you for listening to KWAM. And I don't mean that facetiously, folks, but if that's how Speaker Johnson is literally being guided, then what does that say about Christians who disagree? I am a devout Christian. I believe we ought to have a secure border. Does that make me a sinner in the eyes of Speaker Johnson? 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Well, I hope you guys have really enjoyed Newsmax Plus. So many people have already downloaded and registered. This is just remarkable. Newsmax Plus is now America's fastest growing streaming service. You're going to get the Newsmax channel as well as the brand new network, Newsmax 2. That's where you can watch my show every afternoon, 5 o'clock Eastern. You're going to be able to get great shows from Greg Kelly, Eric Bolling, and Rob Schmidt as well, along with some incredible analysis from folks like Dick Morris and Mike Huckabee. President Trump, he's a big fan. As a matter of fact, he ought to be a big fan because Newsmax Plus carries all of the Trump rallies. We never censor President Trump. So you say, how can I register? Well, I've got some great news. Listeners of the Todd Stern Show, you're going to be able to start it free of charge. That's right, a free trial. You can start it today. All you have to do is go to NewsmaxPlus.com to register and then download the app. That's NewsmaxPlus.com to register, and then you can download the app and start watching. In the meantime, folks, I want to invite you to call in. I'm curious. We're getting some incredible reviews of the new book on Amazon, and if you haven't already done so, do us a favor, head over to Amazon and leave us a review. But we'd like to hear from you. If you've read Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? We'd like to know what you think about the book. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, all of our Houston listeners, we're going to be heading to your neck of the woods, I believe, next week. We're going to have details on the big shindig that's going to be held, I believe, at Houston Christian University. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Gainesville, Georgia, coming up very soon. We're also going to be doing an event in Atlanta. So look forward to seeing a lot of our listeners coming up in the coming days as we promote Twilight's Last Gleaming. Tomorrow, I will be making an appearance on Bill O'Reilly's TV show. So looking forward to that. You never know what O'Reilly's going to ask. All right, we do have to take a quick break. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. So I was looking at something Barry Weiss wrote on X, and she makes a lot of sense, putting all of this in perspective, what's happening at these universities, and specifically Columbia. By the way, the latest is that Columbia University professor Dr. Shai Davidai tried to enter the campus today. His university pass had been deactivated, and he will no longer be allowed on campus. This is a Jewish professor. Meanwhile, Columbia will also not allow the NYPD onto the campus to get rid of all of these pro-Hamas terrorists. And at this point, this is exactly what they are. These are domestic terrorists. Last night, a sophomore, Jonathan Lederer, was hit. His Israeli flag was stolen and burned. They're literally chanting at the Jewish kids, "You guys are all inbred. Go back to Poland." Another student journalist, by the way, her name is Sahar Tartak. She was stabbed in the eye because she's a Jew. This is pretty despicable. And you heard the audio we played that there were shouts from Columbia students that we have Zionists who have entered the camp. And by the way, they talk about the camp. They've literally taken over the student lawn. So anyway, just think about this for a moment. Imagine that black students at Columbia University were taunted and they were told to go back to Africa. Or that gay students were surrounded by protesters and they were beaten with sticks at, say, Yale University. How do you think the national media would have responded to that? How do you think the White House would have responded to that? I'll take it a step further. Imagine that Christians and Jews were targeting Muslim students on campus. I guarantee you they would have sent that vice president, Kamala Word Salad, to Columbia University to physically remove the Jews and the Christians. That's exactly what would have happened. But there are a lot of people in this country who are going to remain silent on this. There are a lot of people that believe the Jewish kids don't belong at Columbia University. There's a lot of anti-Semitism in this country. That's what's going on. I want to play some audio. This is from last night at Columbia University. Cut number 8, please.
Excuse me. Do you see what you guys are doing to us?
We are going
to
slowly.
Do you see how hostile this is? And you're asking me not to record?
Walk and take a step forward.
Yeah, I absolutely feel threatened right now.
So that we can. Start to push them. Out of the camp. One step forward. Another step forward. We ask. That you please respect. Our privacy. And our community guidelines. Which you have so far disrespected. And leave our camp. One step forward.
Have you got enough video? Because I look very pretty.
You guys don't have to do this, you know? You're all here because we're here. Why are you giving us
We were here power? Before you came here.
I understand that, but you're doing what
Repeat
you're
after me!
You're doing what you're doing.
Repeat after me! I'm bored! We would like you to leave.
Okay, enough of this. Jeez, so you get a taste of what the poor Jews are having to deal with. And I don't know who the leader is. And by the way, a lot of these folks are white kids from super wealthy homes. So they claim to be oppressed when their parents are paying $60,000 a year for them to go to an Ivy League school. But this guy that was late, repeat after me. I'm a moron. Anyway, the good news, this just coming out a few moments ago, Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, turns out he is a major donor to Columbia, and he just announced he will cease all financial support to the university until corrective actions are taken to protect Jewish students on campus. Stop. Just stop right there. No, sir. What you do is you cease all financial support, period. Why do these people deserve a single penny from you guys? Do you really think they're going to change their ways? No, these are Jew haters. The people running Columbia University, and by the way, the president of Columbia is Egyptian born. Now, you can figure all of that out for yourself. But it's very clear to me, based on the current activities, the things happening at Columbia University, that there are Jew haters over there, folks. As a matter of fact, here is the NYPD. Here's what they had to say. Cut 15.
The borough commander up here, Ruel Stevenson, has been in close contact with the school administration here. And they asked for the only NYPD system that they have currently asked for is for us to patrol the outside, the outer perimeter of the school.
All right. So, in other words, you just heard it there. The NYPD said, well, Columbia University, they haven't asked us for anything. So we're just waiting, and the NYPD could go in there and they could clean out these sleazy kids in just a matter of minutes. But for whatever reason, Columbia University wants to send a message to the Jewish kids. Now, last night, a rabbi at the school. So if you've been to college, you know that many of the religious groups have organizations. We have the Baptist Student Union, for example. I think the Methodists, you guys have the Wellesley stuff going down. Hillel is the Jewish groups. And where is that story? Ah, yes, here we go. So the rabbi at Columbia sent out an emergency alert to every Jewish student on campus. And the reason why is the crowd... At one point, they've been attacking the kids physically, the Jews physically. But now they're chanting, from the river to the sea, Palestine is Arab. They say, there is no God but Allah, and the martyr is Allah's beloved. And now they're holding signs that are saying that the Jewish kids are next, suggesting that whatever happened on October 7th would be happening here. So anyway, the rabbi... Eli Buchler wrote an emergency alert to students, Jewish kids. The events of the last few days, especially last night, have made it clear that Columbia University's public safety and the NYPD cannot guarantee Jewish students' safety in the face of extreme anti-Semitism and anarchy. And by the way, that's exactly what this is. It's anarchy. And it's planned. It deeply pains me to say that I would strongly recommend you return home as soon as possible and remain home until the reality in and around campus has dramatically improved. The rabbi goes on to say, it is not our job as Jews to ensure our own safety on campus. No one should have to endure this level of hatred, let alone at school. One Jew hater was seen holding a sign reading, Al-Qassam's next targets, pointing toward a group of Jewish kids who were singing and waving the Israeli flag. I believe they were singing God Bless America. Shai Davidi, the Jewish professor I told you about who was banned from campus, demanded that the National Guard be brought in if the NYPD cannot take action. Now, there is a precedent for this. And you have to go all the way back to the Eisenhower administration when President Eisenhower federalized the Arkansas National Guard and ordered them to enforce integration. And this all happened at, if you remember the Little Rock Nine, it was a huge story back in the 1950s. This was back in 1957. So it is possible for President Biden to go in and again, federalize the National Guard there in New York and order them to go in so that the Jews can go to class, can go to school. But beyond that, may I just say something here? If you are a Christian or a Jew in America right now, and hear me on this, and I don't mean to alarm you, but if you're a Christian or a Jew, you need to be a law-abiding gun owner. And you need to have a very significant stock of ammo. Every Jewish family, every Christian family in America, you need to be prepared. There is this one parent, and well, we got to take a break here. When I get back, I'll read to you the text message from a parent, and her husband had to go and get their daughter, and literally he had to wade through this mob to go and save his daughter and to bring her back home. This is happening in America. Now, if this were Christian kids, phones would be lit up. People would be ready to march in the streets. But I'm telling you, folks, they're coming after the Jews. They're coming after the Christians. You better pay attention here. And you also better understand this. There are mobs like this waiting to be mobilized in every single city in America. These are nothing more than wannabe jihadists. And when those cells are activated, you better watch out, because literally, I mean, look, we've got them here in Memphis, Tennessee. And if we got them in Memphis, then you better believe that they're in your town as well. All right, got to take a break. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Let's go to the phones here. Patty in North Carolina wants to weigh in on Speaker Johnson. Hi, Patty. What's going on?
He's got to go. He's got to go. The guy is he threw everybody under the bus. The guy is a liar. He said he will pass that bill. We can get to the southern border passed. Did he not say that, Todd?
Yeah, he did. He said it many times, Patty. Many
right.
times.
So he lied. So this guy that's so always, you know, he's so, you know, into God and everything, he's a liar. He's a liar. He should go. Marjorie Taylor Greene did the best speech ever. She's spot on, saying how many people get murdered over there. Russia is kicking the hell out of them. You know they are, Todd.
And yet, Patty, does that not bother you that we're not seeing the images of war? I mean, we've seen everything over in Israel, but we don't see anything from Ukraine except kids hanging out at bars having a good time dancing.
Yes, exactly. And you want to know something, Todd? You know what's another crazy thing? There's a guy. His name is Ari. He's a German guy. Ari Derfschmer. If you look at this, I'll get back to you on that. But this guy, German guy, they're getting kickbacks. I'm talking about Zelensky's more corrupt than Joe Biden.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You want to know something? Oh, my God. And I'm going to tell you another thing. Joe Biden, that $60 billion that's going over to Ukraine, that's Joe Biden's campaign money. I'm going to tell you right now.
I wouldn't be surprised. So we're doing something for somebody over there. This is, and I think it goes back to Burisma. When you look at the scandal and the cover-up, I think they've got the goods on our president. And for whatever reason, Mike Johnson has been. Look, when Mike Johnson went into that room and whatever he was shown, whatever documents he was shown in the skiff, right? He came out and all of a sudden he changed his positions on just about every single policy that he's held since he's been in Congress. So they showed him something, and it was whatever it was caused him to reverse course.
Well, don't you think they told these people, whoever, and all those people that voted for this, don't you, everyone that voted for this, 100 of them, I think it was 100 of them that voted for it, they are all compromised, every one of them.
Either that or the CIA. And by the way, Cheryl Atkinson actually testified about this. Excuse me.
Right.
And she actually said that she was told by the FBI they threatened to put kiddie porn on her husband's computer.
Disgusting.
I mean, it's bad. The deep state is bad.
I'm going to tell you, Todd, another thing. I just one more real quick.
Real quick.
This morning when I'm watching, What is Colangelo? What is Mike Colangelo doing on the stand, talking about the 2016 rigged election? I thought this was about Stormy Daniels.
Well, look, this whole thing is about taking down Trump. That's what it's about.
Oh my God!
That's what it's about. Patty, got to run.
And I don't.
Good hearing from you, Patty. Let's go to Don real quick. WTKF, our great affiliate. Hi, Don. What say you?
Well, Mike, Todd, I was born. I'm 67 years old. I'm an Army veteran. I was raised that a man has three things: his word, his handshake, and his name. Mike Johnson is not living up to any of them. He needs to go. Now, Republicans need to get on the bandwagon with Trump and get this country back in order, man. And then standing for Israel. If we don't stand for Israel, we're done.
Don, what do you think about what's happened to these poor Jewish kids at these colleges?
It's just disgusting for one, but it's against federal law.
Yes, it is.
Title IX that entitles you race, religion, creed, whatever, to go to school and be whatever you want to be in America. And for them not to be supported, I mean, we got a professor that he can't be there. Something's got to be done. The president, college president's got to go.
I'm with you on that, Don.
Biden's never going to stop him because he wants chaos.
They do want chaos, and also the reason why Biden is not going to intervene is that he needs their votes, and he's already got all of the Muslims raging right now and marching in the streets. If Biden were to go in and clean house, which is what he ought to do, but he doesn't have the courage to do or the mental capacity to do, then all you know what would break loose. I'm telling you, Don, appreciate that call. Folks, I'm telling you, we are in a precarious spot right now, and keep in mind, over people from military age men from over 20 countries have come across the border since the first of the year. These individuals are young men. Many of them look as if they have received some sort of military training, but it really doesn't matter if they have it because they're causing mayhem right now in a lot of major cities around the nation. And it's only a matter of time before they are activated and these cells, these sleeper cells in your communities are activated. And what's happening right now at Columbia and Yale and MIT will soon be happening on your local community college campus. I'm telling you, folks, it really is that bad. So we've got to be prepared. And again, I will say this, if you are Jewish, if you are Christian, you and your family need to be engaging in your Second Amendment rights to legally and lawfully bear arms. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Jive.
Hey. No, speak out loud. So the media
Jive, we are willing to take you to the math lawn.
No, I am a professor here.
We are columnists. We have a right.
Whoa, everybody quiet. I am a professor here. I have every right to be everywhere on campus. You cannot let people that support Hamas on campus and me, a professor, not go on campus. Let me in now.
Let us in.
No.
All right. Well, that's what it sounded like outside the gates of Columbia University earlier this morning when a Jewish professor was denied access. Meanwhile, the campus has literally been overrun by pro-Hamas goons. It is unbelievable. We have a lot of video over at toddstearns.com for you to check out. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program, Hour 3 of the Big Show. And we have got a lot going on this hour. Write this number down if you want to call in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend. He is the president and chief executive officer of the National Religious Broadcasters, Troy Miller. Troy, good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd, good to be with you. Thank you.
So you heard a little bit of the chaos out there outside of the gates at Columbia, and I wanted to get your reaction to what's happening to these Jewish kids at university campuses across the country right now.
Well, first of all, Todd, it's pathetic, and it's disgusting, and it's evil, and it's really a result of what these schools have been indoctrinating these kids on, and now it's coming back to haunt them, this poor professor who's just trying to get onto the campus and get to his class, and that is being harassed by anti-Semitic students. As a matter of fact, just students calling for his, you know, death. This is a problem across camp, not just Columbia, across campuses across the country. They're starting to reap what they have sown into these kids, that there's only kind of two ideas in the world. You're either the oppressor or you're the oppressed. You are the victimizer or the victim, and somehow Israel has become the victimizer or the oppressor in this, and this has taken off across campuses. And there was a video I think you saw the other night where a student tried to get onto the campus, and these protesters made a wall, linked their arms, and wouldn't let the student on campus, and threatened the student with their life. And this is just pure evil.
Well, it is, I've been reminding people that, to a much lesser extent, less violent extent, these attacks against Christian students have been going on for a very long time. And I think it's really incumbent upon Christians especially to stand up and stand alongside these young Jewish Americans as they're coming under attack.
Oh, absolutely. The scripture clearly calls us to stand up for our Jewish brothers and sisters out there who are coming under attack. And as you said, there, for a lesser degree, there's been a lot of marginalization and argumentation with Christians across campus. Now we have full-on, you know, conflict with Jewish students, Jewish professors, Jewish anybody who wants to step onto these campuses. But don't think, Todd, it won't be long before it rolls over to Christians, especially when they find out and they understand that Christians are the biggest supporters right now coming to Israel's aid and to support them. And I really do. You said it the best. Christians need to. We have an obligation to stand up for our Jewish brothers and sisters. We can't let this happen again.
Troy Miller is president of NRB. And Troy, I know you just got back from the NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters show. One of the big concerns that I personally have is the attack on AM radio. And a part of it is somewhat selfish, since I own an AM radio station in Memphis, a news talk station. And the concern I have is that the attacks, you know, being focused and directed at AM radio are in fact somewhat political. And I think they're targeting talk radio and religious radio, which pretty much makes up the AM dial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Todd. The AM dial is pretty much made up by conservative talk radio and Christian teach talk radio. And the third out there is really the Spanish language radio. There's just a number of Spanish language stations across this country, and the rural folks need radio. They need AM radio. AM radio reaches a lot farther than FM does. AM has a better signal to get through storm and storm interference. When any natural disaster comes along, if you go in and grab your emergency radio, a lot of people have those. That people don't realize those are tuned to AM frequencies to let you know what's going on. And so you have to wonder why these car manufacturers, especially when the government accounting office came out and said, yeah, we did an audit, and it's really not about the cost of the part that needs to go in there to shield it from interference with the electric vehicles. in there. It's really, that's a minuscule cost to these manufacturers. So two things I think that are behind it. One, as you said, there's a push to get AM radio off, to get all the conservative talk off of the dials. The second push behind it is who's going to control access to information. So there's this thing called the connected car. And so they would like you to have this connected car, and then you have to subscribe who they feel are worthy to be in the car, and really just get rid of the free AM radio altogether.
And I'll just give folks a quick example of how important AM radio can be. Here in Memphis, there's a big mass shooting over the weekend. City Hall literally shut down the ability to comment on any of their social media platforms. They literally shut it down. The local newspaper is a nonprofit, and it's run in cahoots with the taxpayer-funded PBS station and NPR station. They even shut down comments on their sites. The only place where people were able to engage in conversation and debate about what happened was KWAM radio. So it really is an important piece of getting news and information out to folks, especially when the government can come in just willy-nilly and shut down, you know, free speech.
Right, and the social media companies can do the same thing. They can just arbitrarily shut down that free speech. The government can shut down that free speech. That's why free over-the-air radio is so important to this country, and especially AM, because so many people depend on that. That's where they go to at times of these disasters or incidents like happened in Memphis. So it's important that we have a choice as citizens, as users out there, that we have a choice. We're not forced to make a choice by these car manufacturers or make a choice by the government. We have to have that choice on our own. If we don't have free over-the-air broadcasting, those choices go away.
And again, this is why I know NRB has been supporting the AM for Every Vehicle Act. This is all about protecting AM in the dash. How are those efforts going, Troy?
They're going very well. Actually, in the Senate, we're rapidly approaching 60 co-sponsors for the bill that's moving through the Senate. That would make it filibuster-proof when it goes to the floor for a vote. The House Energy and Commerce Committee will hold a second hearing on AM radio in the dash on April 30th. So it's important for you, for those of you out there that listen to AM radio, depend on AM radio, like your AM radio, and to have a free choice to listen what you would like to listen to pick up the phone and call your congressman and tell them you want to keep AM radio in the dash of cars across this country. You want that to be an option that you can have when you purchase your new vehicle.
Well, I think it's a terrific thing, and it really is all hands on deck. I'm on the board at the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and I know we've been doing a lot of lobbying in Washington, and we just really appreciate the great work you guys are doing at NRB to stand alongside AM radio folk.
Well, look, like you said, it's important. You know, people don't realize that radio is not just about getting information. These AM radio stations are also vital to their communities to get local information and community information out, as well as the number of things that they do that come alongside the communities in natural disasters or times like this. I guarantee you, with that mass shooting in Memphis, there was a group of local pastors and Christian organizations that came in right away to provide the emotional and counseling support that those people needed. And that's because radio, local radio, is plugged into the community. These folks that just plug in their apps into the dash, they're not going to be plugged in to the community like you guys are. Local broadcasters are important, and we're fighting hard for them and for the rights of the listeners to be able to have that kind of service.
That's it. All right. Well, Troy, we have to leave it there. Appreciate all the great work you guys are doing at NRB.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Troy Miller, everybody, president and CEO of National Religious Broadcasters. Seriously, I think this is all an effort by the left to silence conservative talk radio, Christian radio ministries, and that's pretty much it. I mean, that's ultimately what I believe the goal is here. And thank goodness that we have groups like NRB and the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the National Association of Broadcasters who are willing to stand up and fight for AM radio. This is the way we get news and information out. And I'm telling you, as we have seen a lot of conservative cable news organizations get a little squirrely, people are returning back to the roots. And what are the roots? The roots are AM talk radio. That's where Rush Limbaugh got his start. Rush Limbaugh credited with saving the AM radio dial. And I believe that. All right, got to take a break here at 901-260-5926. By the way, this is an opportunity for you to also call your elected leaders, Senate and the House. It doesn't matter if they're Republican or Democrat. Tell them you want them to save talk radio. 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phone lines. Cindy in Pennsylvania. Hi, Cindy. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I just wanted to say I used to be a Democrat. I switched to Republican. But we have our elections tomorrow, and I am really, really disappointed in the way the Republicans have been acting and they're not doing anything for us, and I'm not sure who to vote for tomorrow.
Well, Cindy, tell me, what is it that concerns you? When you say the Republicans, are you talking about Speaker Johnson, President Trump?
No, Speaker Johnson, who I thought he would do better than what he seems to be doing. And also, the Republicans just keep letting these passes through, keeping what Biden wants and the Democrats want. They're not doing anything for us. They're not stopping anything that's going on in this country.
Well, this is true. It's a fair point you're making. I would say, just on a side note, I'm really surprised in Fetterman. I think he's actually been very surprising, pleasantly surprising on a couple of big issues.
Yeah, that makes one of them.
But again, I don't know. Who do you like? Who are you? Have you decided who you're voting for tomorrow, Cindy?
There are a couple that I will probably still vote for. But mainly, I'm not sure I want to vote for anybody else. I just am really disappointed in putting my trust in the Republicans.
Well, it's better than the alternative. And I know that may not be a good answer, but quite frankly, it may be the only answer for a lot of us. There just are not any alternatives. So if I were voting in your election tomorrow in the Commonwealth, I'd be going to the ballot box. I'd be voting for every Republican on the ballot, and especially the ones who back Trump and have his endorsement.
I did think of that, but as I said, I never usually really vote straight party. I vote for the people I think are going to do well for us. And as I said, there's only two right now that I really think are, and I'm not sure. I might pass on all the other votes and not vote on anybody.
Cindy, all right, let's just think it through, and you've got some time between now and tomorrow when you go cast your ballot. But again, I would say that if you're going to vote and you're there already, you may as well throw in with some Republicans. It's got to be better than the alternative, as crazy as things are right now. Cindy, I got a skedaddle, and I appreciate you calling in. Let me know what you decide to do tomorrow, Cindy. Will you do that for me?
Sure.
All right, give us a call back. So if Cindy, we're going to break the rule, guys. So if Cindy calls in tomorrow, we're going to put her on the air. We'll find out how things went at the ballot box tomorrow. So, folks, what do you tell somebody like Cindy, who is just as disgusted as the day is long with these lousy Republicans we've got? What do you tell somebody like that? How do you encourage them to get out to vote? My only thing is the alternative is a whole heck of a lot worse. At least I think it is. I mean, with right now, let's just say that a motion is made to vacate let's just say they act on the motion to vacate the chair. All right. Let's say if they do that. I think the Democrats are going to step in and they're going to save Mike Johnson. And here's the reason why. Johnson's doing everything that Hakeem Jeffries would do if he were in charge. So there's really no difference right now between a Speaker Mike Johnson and a Speaker Hakeem Jeffries. I know it's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. This is the way the Republicans are behaving. And my concern is there are going to be other people just like Cindy out there who are just sick and tired of all the lies and the deception. We had an early, was it Patty? Patty from North Carolina nailed it. Speaker Mike Johnson is the guy out there, and he wants us to know that he is a devout Bible-believing Christian, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you turn around and when you lie to the voters, when you lie and say that you're going to do something to protect our southern border, and then you turn around and you don't do that, it causes people to really question who you truly are. And I'm still standing by the fact that I believe Mike Johnson to be a good and decent man. But something has happened. Something has happened behind the closed doors, in the secret meetings, with all of the something's not right. That's all I'm willing to say at this point. Something is just not right. And we'll see how all this plays out. But right now, I'm not too sure it makes a hell of a beans bit of difference if we vacate the chair or not, because the Democrats are going to save Mike Johnson. I truly believe that. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, if you haven't already done so, head over to toddstearns.com. Get yourself a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? If you want to see some reviews from readers, go over to Amazon, and we've got several dozen reviews already up. Go check those out. We'll be right back, folks. Somebody splattered blood red paint on the front of Congressman John Carter's congressional offices. He's the Republican from Texas. And pretty nasty stuff. We've got the photos over at toddstearns.com. Go check that out. There was another big story that happened, and this happened very, very late over the weekend when the Biden administration changed the Title IX rule. And now the rule change is threatening religious liberty for thousands of schools across America. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line to say hello to Justin Butterfield, who is with our friends at First Liberty Institute. Justin, good to have you with us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So what's going on here, and what if you could explain what the rule change does?
Sure. So the new Title IX rule says that Title IX, which prohibits sex discrimination in educational institutes, now applies also to sexual orientation and gender identity. And, you know, many, many students, many teachers of faith have very traditional views on that. Many people of faith hold to the traditional standards of what is the male or female, what is man and woman, what sort of sexuality is appropriate, the context in which it's appropriate. And so under this new rule, all of these students, all of these teachers could be accused for holding to their religious beliefs of creating, you know, a hostile work environment for people who don't share their religious views. Or it could be accused of engaging in sex discrimination because they want, to hold to what their religion teaches about the appropriateness of sexuality and gender identity.
Is this, so if there is, if there's a young boy who says he's a girl, the school would then be required to let him play on the girls' team. Is that how Title IX rule change would work?
Well, the Title IX rule change actually hasn't gotten to the sports context yet. They're still working on that. But right now, think things like dorm rooms, bathrooms, or even just what you say in class So First Liberty represented one professor, Dr. Varkey, who is a pastor and also a biology professor at a community college. And he taught standard facts about human biology. And several students submitted complaints and said that his facts that he was teaching about biology did not comport with what they believed about sexual orientation and gender identity. And they convinced the community college district to fire him. Now, thankfully, that community college district did the right thing. They reinstated Dr. Varkey. But the fact that First Liberty had to fight for him just because he taught facts in a biology class is really chilling. And unfortunately, that's the exact sort of thing that we could see much more of throughout the country now.
This is really shocking. It's you would think this would be a very common sense thing. But, Justin, I can see where all of this is leading, and it is not to a very good place in our country.
That's right. You know, America has never been about chilling people for advocating for what they believe. And when we make people afraid to share their religious belief and make them believe that just holding to traditional values, holding to traditional religious beliefs, is going to result in their being disciplined at school, fired from their job. It's really frightening.
All right. So you guys are on top of this. At what point is the rule change has happened? Is there an opportunity to file a lawsuit to challenge the administration on this?
Well, yeah, it'll depend on how the administration begins enforcing it and what we see from both the government and from schools. You know, a lot of times schools will see rules like this and they'll take it even farther than the government intends and will begin, you know, wanting to take action against everybody that may even raise the chance of them running afoul of the government. And so we'll be keeping an eye on the government and on schools to make sure that they don't allow this to become an opportunity to discriminate against people because of their faith. And unfortunately, we've seen that starting to happen. If it happens, reach out to us and go to firstliberty.org and let us know what's happened and watch for cases there.
All right. Justin Butterfield, he's the Deputy General Counsel and Chair of the Education Practice Group over at First Liberty Institute. And you heard the website, firstliberty.org. Justin, keep us updated on this and let us know if we need to jump on and sound the blowhorn.
Well, we certainly will.
All right. There you go. Justin Butterfield, everybody. Firstliberty.org. You know, in West Virginia, where is that story? yes, here we go. So in West Virginia, the U.S. Circuit Court stepped in and they said, West Virginia had a law that said boys cannot compete on girls' athletic teams. I think this is a pretty sensible rule. And now the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has stepped in and said, no, you can't have that rule. It's unconstitutional. So it was a big win for the transgender movement. So anyway, the other day, Outkick Sports broke the story, by the way. The other day in Bridgeport, West Virginia, they were having the middle school championships, track and field. And they a big old boy, a big strapping boy, walked out onto the field. And it was very clear he was about 2 feet higher, taller than all the other girls, the girls there. And so anyway, he was going to compete in shot put as well as the discus event. So these girls, a group of girls, said, yeah, we're not doing that. We're not going to compete against a boy. So the girls refused to participate. The young man went on to win the girls' championship. The school championship in the shot put. Riley Gaines says it's a sad day when a group of middle school girls have to be the adults in the room. She said the young ladies were brave and courageous. Yeah, I get it, but still, I mean, at what point do we step in and say, come on, folks, why are we punishing these biological girls? Why are we doing that? This doesn't seem right to me. But again, this is proof, once again, that if let's just play all of this out long game here when it comes to the whole transgender world, at the end of the day, it will be the end of female athletics as we know it, because men will be competing in every single female sport out there, and they will be champions. I mean, it really is that simple. So what does it say that these young middle school girls were basically shoved aside so a boy could win the state championship? What does that tell you about where we are in America right now? All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, I've got to tell you, I'm very excited about our friends over at Patriot Mobile, America's only conservative Christian wireless carrier. A lot of people ask, hey, can I still keep my phone number? Can I keep my phone? And the answer is yes, if you want to. Otherwise, they have a great selection of phones. They're also giving you access to all three major networks, which means you're going to get the same coverage you've been accustomed to. Here's the main difference. You're not going to be funding left-wing causes. And this is why so many people are switching to Patriot Mobile. When you do that, you're going to be supporting the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and the sanctity of life. So go to patriotmobile.com/Todd or call them 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You're going to get your first month free, but you got to use my code SPRING24. That's SPRING24. You're going to get the very first month of coverage free of charge. PatriotMobile.com/Todd or call their U.S.-based customer service team. 972-PATRIOT is the number. That's 972-PATRIOT. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, you'll be able to watch the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax 2. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great, great lineup. We'll also have live reports from Columbia University, so be sure to stick around for the 5 o'clock Eastern show coming up on Newsmax. Well, a lot of people are wishing they had heeded the advice of our next guest. He's been telling folks for a very long time now that you have to diversify your retirement. And if you don't do that, if you don't diversify your retirement portfolio, well, you could be having some issues. And with Bidenomics right now, a lot of people are starting to feel the pinch. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friends. He is the Chief Executive Officer at Legacy Precious Metals, Charles Thorngren. Charles, good to have you back with us.
Well, great to be back, Todd. How are you, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I have to say, though, there are a lot of folks that are probably not doing good because they did not diversify their portfolios.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? I mean, I don't blame people. You hear it all the time, invest, 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 but you hear, oh, stocks, that's where you got to be. That's where you got to be. You get told that over and over again. But when you sit back and do some independent research and some thinking, you realize it's not the only way. The best way is to be diversified. And this is where, you know, gold and silver come in. And we've seen them do their job. You know, we talk about Bidenomics and here we are with gold and silver offering that protection all along since he's gotten in office. So it's doing its job. And if you haven't gotten into it yet, you need to think twice.
LegacyPMInvestments.com, ladies and gentlemen. Write that website down. Go visit that website, LegacyPMInvestments.com. Well, let's talk about the price movement on gold. We're in May. How are things looking so far in 2024?
You know, it's a unique situation. We have, you know, this year, silver was up almost 30% on the high for the year, just in these 4 months, and gold was just a little over 20%. We've had a little pullback today, but that's healthy. That's what you want from a live active market. When we look, and the conversation's unique now, you know, at the beginning of the year, everyone was talking about, oh, when do we get a rate cut? When do we get a rate cut? Conversation now, if you listen clearly, what they're saying is no rate cut this year, but also if inflation keeps moving up like it has, you could have that scenario where they start talking about adding to the interest rate, not cutting, which is a whole new world. It's something we haven't even thought about or planned for. If that does, you're going to see metals move significantly higher. And it's important to realize that when they begin to cut rates, you're going to see metals move even more then. That's the environment for gold and silver. When that interest rate pulls back, You know, the 5% CDs don't look attractive anymore. That's when you see more money flow into, you know, precious metals and alternative investments and out of the stock markets and the CDs. So it's important to realize the opportunities now, because what's coming is higher prices on precious metals, but more importantly, more weakness in the economy. And as the earnings begin to fall, less return in the equities market as well. And, you know, you see that when you look and say, okay, where are layoffs happening right now? It's in the tech sector and also in the banking sector. Those are your warning signs of what's to come.
All right. So, Charles, you guys monitor this every second of every day. What are the analysts predicting about gold prices?
You know, it's interesting. The analysts outside of the metals industry are saying, well, you could see an average of around $2,300 an ounce for the year. We just touched $2,400 an ounce.
Wow.
It comes down to that they don't know. If they're not in the field, they're not aware. It's not something they really focus on. They mention it because they feel like they have to. But I would say this. These are the environments here where you could see gold touch $3,000 an ounce by the end of the year, based on everything that's in play right now. That's not a far-fetched scenario. And you know me, Todd, I'm not one to, you know, boast big numbers. In fact, I kind of, you know, play things down a little bit, because that's not why we do it. We do it for the protection, you know, we do it for the protection of our retirement and our wealth. But that number is not that far-fetched. If you look at where we're at in an environment where we have a government that's spending and spending and spending, and the Fed's not doing its job, inflation's getting stronger, unlimited wars, so many things, so much debt, $3,000 an ounce is not out of the question.
All right, so there are a lot of folks out there that are thinking, they're listening right now, and they're wondering, all right, why should I turn to gold right now? Why now, Charles?
Because of what it is in its entirety, what it's always meant to be. When America first started, it was the first currency. Then we created a treasury. Then we created, you know, a Federal Reserve Bank. We created dollar bills. That was a way to create inflation and fiat currency. But precious metals have always been the true test of value. They protect your purchasing power. That's what's most important to us. Back when we were young, Todd, $1 million meant something. It's not as impressive nowadays. And that's because of the loss of that purchasing power. So if you haven't done it, if you're thinking about it, this is what you need to think about. It's not how much money you have when you retire. It's how much purchasing power that money has. And whether that money is in the form of dollars in stocks or in precious metals, that's where the protection comes in. Gold and silver is going to protect you and your purchasing power. This is why you need to look at it. And if this leads you to more questions, give us a call. We have a team here that will help explain it to you to make sure that it's right for you and if this is something you should do.
And that number, by the way, is 866-473-6204. Again, 866-473-6204. And very simply, Charles and his great team are going to show you how you can protect your retirement with gold and silver. And you also offer a free gold guide, Charles. What are people going to find there?
You're going to find a lot of good information in there. It's the basic information, because obviously everyone has different questions and everyone has different concerns. So it's a good footing for you to say, okay, I begin to understand this now. But to get something that's meaningful to you, you want to give a call, because each person's scenario is a little different. And that's what we want to do. We want to give you the basic outline, the basic information, then give us a call and we can find out what works for you and create a plan that's meant for you and your situation.
I love it. And again, no hard sales here, folks. Charles and his team want to help you. And this is all about protecting your retirement. So again, LegacyPMInvestments.com. You're going to see Speaker Newt Gingrich's face as soon as you go to the website. As a matter of fact, Speaker Gingrich says, at Legacy, we offer personalized customer service. We listen and provide you with the information you need to make an informed decision. That's what it's really all about here, folks. And again, that number, 866-473-6204. All right, Charles, we got to leave it there. Great, great intel, great advice. Really appreciate you coming on the show today.
My pleasure as always. Thank you for having me.
All right. Charles Thorngren, everybody, president, CEO of Legacy Precious Metals. And you can go to their website. It's super simple to navigate. And if you want that free gold guide, and that's worth it, just go to the website, check out the free gold guide. And that's a great starting point as you begin to take measures now to protect your retirement. And with Bidenomics, I'm telling you, folks, this is a vitally important thing for all of us to do. LegacyPMInvestments.com. All right. Again, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax 2. We're going to have a live report from Columbia University. Also, we're going to be talking with our good friend, the superintendent of schools in Oklahoma. A lot of crazy school stuff happening in this country. That's coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern. That's going to wrap it up here, ladies and gentlemen. Head over to the website, download the newsletter, and get our free podcast. Great resources for you at ToddStarnes.com. Get out there. You be good, America.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.